I am a self-dedicated being. I am self-dedicated. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with a thought for today. I am self-dedicated. Yes, don't we all want to be self-dedicated? Don't we all want to look at life and see it more fantastic, more wonderful, more beautiful, more revealing, more fulfilling? And how do we do it? By being self-dedicated. What does it mean to be self-dedicated? Self-dedication is when you look at yourself as number one. You look at yourself as the only one on the face of the earth. You look at yourself as the creator of everything. You look at yourself as being surrounded by all of the beings that you have created by your thought. You look at yourself as the most wonderful, fabulous, delightful, glorious being on the face of the earth. And you are that because every moment you are self-dedicated, I am self-dedicated, to being my highest and best, to being my finest and best, to being all that I can be, to be me. I am self-dedicated to be me. Now, what is me? Me is who I really am. Me is the joyous, fabulous, wonderful person that I am. Me is who I really have decided to be. Now, am I a happy person? Then I am only aware of happy circumstances all around me. You say, well, that's not paying attention to reality. Yes, it is. That is creating all the world as a symbol, as an indication of who you are. When you look at the world from your own inner heart, which is filled with joy, which is happy, which is fabulous, which is magnificent, when you look at the world from your own inner self, and you see the world through your glorious, happy, wonderful, uplifting, magnificent eyes, that's what the world is. You can only see in your world what you are. And if you have hang-ups, oh, you see them in the world. And if you have ways of looking at life that are utterly magnificent, that's what you are. Now, a successful person is a person who likes themselves first. They are happy with themselves first. They're self-dedicated to being the ideal self that they are. And they dwell in this consciousness of being the ideal self that they are. They're not interested in what other people are thinking. They're not interested in what other people are doing. They're not interested in what appearances there may be here and there in the world. They're not interested in that at all. They're only interested in what they see the world as. Now, whether you believe this or not, it's true. Whether you believe it or not, how you look at the world is exactly how the world is. How you look at yourself is exactly how the world is. Who you are inside of yourself is how your world is. The happy, successful, vital, dynamic, marvelous people of this world are people who like themselves first. The people who enjoy the world, who enjoy all of the fantastic qualities of the world, are people who first enjoy themselves. Who first have in their inner house, in their inner being, in their inner soul, the magic of liking themselves. And they do this by self-dedication. They do this by making sure that every word they think, every thought they think, every action they take is dedicated by what they believe they are. Now, if you believe that you're a wonderful and a good person, then that's exactly what you're going to be. If you believe that you are a delightful person, then that's the kind of world you're going to have. You're going to have a delightful world. If you believe that you are living in a world that's filled with excitement and drama and magic and all sorts of beautiful things, you self-dedicate yourself to experiencing that. And that's just the kind of world that you do experience. It's just the kind of world that you do have. And that's the kind of world that is very, very, very exciting. Now, what kind of world do you want? What kind of world would you like to live in? Would you like to live in a world where people delight in being with other people, where people delight in seeing the world as happy and joyful? Would you like to live in a world where everybody is saying kind things about other people? Would you like to live in a world where everybody in that world is beautiful and good and thoughtful and loving and kind? Would you like to live in that kind of world? Would you? If you'd like to live in that kind of world, then my goodness, the simplest thing in the world. You start inside yourself. I start in me. I am self-dedicated. I tell myself I like me. I tell myself I like me, I like me, I like me. I tell myself I am a beautiful person. I tell myself I am a thoughtful person. I tell myself I live surrounded by beautiful people, thoughtful people, glorious people, wonderful people, magnificent people. And lo and behold, I am. Lo and behold, all the people in my world are beautiful, glorious, thoughtful, wonderful in every way. Can I do that? Can I be that kind of person? Can I live in that kind of world? Oh, yes, I can and I do. I live in that kind of world every time I think a happy thought about my world. Every time I look for the good in my world, and I find it because I put it there. Yes, I did. I put it there, and I find it without even looking for it, because it is me. It is who I am. It is what I think. It is what I act upon. It is the attitude that I have. Now, Cesar Millan, our dog whisperer, in his article today, wrote about a town in Pennsylvania where the police were told when they pick up a dog, either take him home or find somebody for him or shoot him, or let him free out in the hinterlands, but don't bring them to the station because they have too many dogs there. They don't have room for any more. Now, we hear this. Now, is that the thing you want in your world? Do you want the police to have to go around shooting dogs because there's no place for them? Is that what you want? And my dog Rex looks over at me and he says, Dad, what are you talking about there? Yes, what am I talking about? I see this police department in Pennsylvania and police departments all over the world with adequate shelter for any dogs that may need it. I see them bringing the dogs to the shelter and bringing them in and loving them. And I find no abandoned dogs anywhere. Every dog has an owner, and every owner wants their dog and loves their dog and enjoys their dog and has their dog under proper restraint, so the dog doesn't go and get lost, so the dog doesn't get mixed up and be thought to be a stray or an unkind dog. Our world is so easy to start. It's so easy for us to begin to look at dogs, at people, at life, and find it filled with joy. Now, do you want to fill your life with joy? Do you want to be self-disciplined, self-dedicated, self-assured? Do you want to be self-dedicated to the idea that every thought you think is a good thought? Now, let's just all turn our thoughts to this police department in Pennsylvania, and I'm sure there's many more just like it all over the world, and turn our thoughts to them and see them doing everything in a perfect way. Doing everything in a perfect way. There should never be a need for overpopulation of dogs. There should be enough dogs for everyone who wants to enjoy them and live with them and have them and raise them and love them as there are dogs available to be loved. Every dog has a perfect home. Every dog has a perfect home. Every dog has a perfect home. And every dog is given loving consideration. Now, you see, it's not hard for you to think about these thoughts about a dog because they're sort of separated from us a little bit, unless we have dogs, and so many people do have dogs. But we are able to be objective about this. Now, let's just see every dog having a home, every dog being loved, every dog being cared for. Now, could we say, how about every human being? Wouldn't that be nice? Oh my, yes. Every human being is loved, is cared for, is delighted in. Every human being has a family, a home. Every human being has whatever circumstances they desire for themselves in a happy, beautiful way. Now, you say, well, everybody doesn't want a home. Everybody doesn't want a family. Everybody doesn't want to live in constrained situations of a family. They want to be free. Well, that's fine. Then if they want to be free, they can be free. Now, all these dogs, they really want to be free. But they really want to be loved because they have created themselves in a society, in a world, where dogs and owners must be together. If a dog doesn't have an owner, then the dog doesn't exist. So every dog has an owner, and the owner cares for that dog and loves that dog and makes sure that dog has everything happy in this world. Herb, why are you spending so much time on dogs? There are so many other things. That's right. But the dog situation is something we can objectively look at and see from our point of view how we could put a cause in motion for the benefit of the dogs. All right, now, look at yourself. Do you have a happy family? If you don't have a happy family, it's because you don't want a happy family. Why? Everybody wants a happy family. No. If you want a happy family, you put happy thoughts in about your family. You don't look at your family's failures and at their unhappiness, but you look at their happiness. And you bring happiness to that family. You spread happiness across your family. You make your family feel that you are a happy person, that they are happy because you're happy, and you're happy because they're happy, and they're happy because you're happy, and back and forth it goes. And it is a yo-yo that works beautiful. Now, that same thing works with dogs around the world. That same thing works with, there's now peace on earth, and it began with me. It began in my heart. And so, rather than reading all about the horrors of war and the problems of war, I begin thinking about the joy of peace, the love of peace, the happiness of peace. The nations of the world are delightfully living in a state of peace. I'm self-disciplined, self-dedicated, self-determined on what it is that I'm having in my world. And I'm having in my world everything that is good and beautiful and fantastic. I'm having in my world what I choose to have in my world, what I dwell upon in my thought, what I dwell upon in my words and actions, what I dwell upon in my thought. In my thought, I dwell upon happiness and peace and goodness. I dwell upon all that is beautiful, all that is right, all that is true. I will not allow myself to concentrate for one moment on something that is incapable of being good. I look at only that which is good. And as I am diligent in this, as I am dedicated in this, as I am determined in this, it's done. It's a simple thing to do, but it is very necessary for me to be one-pointed in doing it. The dogs all have homes. Oh, that's Pollyanna. No, I'm putting a cause in motion. and it's like a flood that goes across the country. Every dog has a home. I say there's peace on earth, and like a flood, it goes across the world. And everywhere there's peace. Everywhere there's happiness. Everywhere there's people working together for harmony and love. And I say, in every family is the feeling of family togetherness, the feeling of family love, the feeling of family harmony and peace, the family joy. Yes, I am dedicated to this end and this beginning, and this is all that there is. I put the cause in motion. We all put our causes in motion. And my cause is I live in a very happy, wonderful world, and a very happy, wonderful family, very happy, wonderful place that I am. I have paradise here at the Absolute Monastery. I've created that, and it's wonderful. Oh, there may have been problems along the way, but we handled those very nicely, and we moved along to other circumstances that are wonderful. I'm creating that as my place of where I live, where I think, where I am. Now, what do you do? Are you creating your world exactly what you want it to be? Exactly how you want it to be? Exactly where you want it to be? If you are, then you can be sure that's what you're experiencing. And you know that's what you're experiencing. And because you know that's what you're experiencing, that's what you're experiencing. Now, do you want to experience it? Do you want it to be yours? Do you want it to be something that every day you are enjoying in your life? Is that what you want? You tell yourself. You tell yourself. And as you tell yourself, you'll experience it. And as you know it, you'll experience it. Like the burst of music that comes out of nowhere and jumping into our hearts and saying, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a lovely way to start a day. How great it is to be who I am. Say this for yourself now, and know that you are the creator of your world. And with your dedication, with your self-dedication, whatever you choose is yours right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.